The White House report.
The White House says the $4.4 trillion budget deficit that they've proposed is a messaging document that has two key points for Congress. You don't have to spend it all, and you don't have to have trillion-dollar deficits forever. Mick Mulvaney of the Office of Management and Budget says
$3.3 billion for education, the biggest piece of that had to do with the Pell program.
HBCUs are in need of more funding for Pell grants, but they also need more money for infrastructure and other items. Last year at the White House in February, HBCU presidents asked for money. They asked for $85 million to help their cause. North Carolina Congressman Mark Walker says that's a large request that may not be able to be granted.
I don't know that it's feasible to that level. And that number was actually brought up at our HBCU, what we call a fly-in. In fact, we've got one coming in 2 weeks. I'm sure we'll talk some more about that. In fact, Senator Tim Scott and I are hosting it before this month is up. I want to say it starts two weeks from today. So we'll hear more specifically, as far as what some of those needs are. $25 billion may be a little bit of a large ask, but we know that we can do more.
April Ryan, AURN News.